Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. AmericanFreedomRadio.com, broadcasting at fabulous little radio stations all over America.
Say hello, Paul, to everybody.
Yes, thank you, Vinny, for having us on your show. Chris and I have been working nonstop since November trying to get this new film done. It's called The Great Calling. You can check it out at thegreatcalling.org. And we have a bunch of production stills up there from all of our different interviews. I can't wait for you guys to see it. The trailer will be up real soon, hopefully within the next couple of weeks. We got a big interview tomorrow that we've been waiting to add on to the trailer. And I think everyone will be really excited.
What we're trying to expose here and in this film is how the food, the air, and the water, our basic essentials for life, are under attack. Really, we also
it doesn't become any more stark than that. And you know, as a filmmaker, Paul, I mean, what's it like actually trying to tell a story like this?
It's hard, especially, you know, people are not very receptive of this message. I've been finding that more and more people are becoming receptive, but it's a challenge every day. And I think the only way to get into people's minds is through media and film. And it seems like people don't know how to do anything unless it's they're watching it on television.
It's you know, that's a tricky one there, because a lot of people, you know, once I might get somebody's ear and they start to look at some evidence and they start realizing and connecting their own dots. Because I tell people all the time, don't take my word for it. Do a little research. Put down the fantasy football for a minute, okay? Put down these fantasy leagues. I mean, that drives me nuts. How much time is wasted with these fantasy sports? And I'm sorry for all the guys out there. I play a lot of sports. I play hockey. I don't watch it. I play it. I play football. I go to the park almost 2-3 times a week, and I play baseball. I don't sit in front of a television to watch these things. And more importantly, I'm not going to make up a fantasy league in my head. How much time and energy does that divert all of us? And I really think that's the goal behind all of these media outlets. And is it's just a big old distraction to keep people distracted from focusing on what really is going on. Be aware. It's a higher state of consciousness we all need to be in. And, you know, on the atomic level, we're all vibrations, all right? We're electrons, neutrons, everybody's vibrating, the law of vibration, you know, the planet, everything physical around us is basically energy. You know, Nikola Tesla taught us a lot there. And as you know, you and I are having this conversation via, you know, electrical outlets here and media through the computer and across the world, it's the same mechanics as our mind. And, you know, we have a thought to speak. You know, that's an electrical current. And it's not just staying within our physical bodies. It escapes through the universe. So what I tell people is, you know, it's just a matter of awareness. Once you've done the research, you know, you finally accept what's going on, that's all it's going to require. Because once we have the majority of the population vibrating on the same level, that's when change will come, I think, personally.
Yeah, it's like the truth is actually quite simple when you really think about it. It's just that there's all these there's these tangents and facets to it. For example, is evil good? No, evil's not good. Therefore, resist it. But what is the evil? How is it striking against you? Which people are in its clutches? Those are all the complications that I feel are kind of secondary to simply being aware that they're currently in control. You know what I'm saying? And the reason for these distractions, I believe, is that you talked about fantasy football, and everybody who watches football or in New Zealand, you know, in this case would be drinking rugby, be drinking heck of a lot of alcohol, man. And seriously, you don't feel that your time is being wasted when you're wasted all the time.
Yeah, right. Absolutely right. And again, I don't want to put down anybody out there who, you know, are involved in fantasy leagues or fixated on American Idol is another one that kind of makes my skin crawl. With everything that's going on in the world today, It's just a matter of prioritizing what's important to you. You have a family, you have kids. Well, you know, what should be on your what should be at number one on your priority list? You know, should it be these distractions that we speak about? Are you really concerned about your children's health? And that's another thing. I'm a firm believer that, you know, it's innate. We're all want the best for our families and our children. Help but not want that. It's just a matter of being educated and stepping outside of yourself and looking back in and saying, look, is this what really is going on here? Is there truth to any of this? Why do we continue to go down the paths we continue to go down when we know it's clearly not working? You know, you can look at the majority of industries. You know, I saw a great little documentary that Ben Stein put out. It was called Expelled. And, you know, what it looked at was the scientific community and how, you know, there's a challenge between the law of the theory of evolution versus you know, intelligent design. And a lot of these scientists are, you know, coming to the forefront and speaking out against the theory of evolution, saying that they can't calculate their answers based on these old theories and that there's got to be another source. Well, the moral of the story is that any of these these scientists that go to speak out against the mainstream science and whatnot, they're being removed from their positions. They're being expelled from their jobs, never to be hired again in their industries. And that's really what his movie focused on. But the one question I had with that entire film is, wow, who has the authority? Who has the hand over science? Who has the power to steer science?
Who indeed? You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.